Gayest Olympics Ever, Paris Olympics Opens with Suggested Bisexual Threesome. By Warner Todd Houston on July 26, 2024. From the moment that the 2024 Paris Olympics launched its opening ceremony with an elaborate street dance scene, it became clear that pushing the LGBTQ agenda was at the top of the program with a sequence that made the opening the gayest opening ceremony ever. The opening dance number featured women flung around on poles as rain fell on the ceremonies. Others danced in the streets, including men lovingly embracing each other as they cavorted onto one of the many bridges across the Seine River in Paris. However, one of the pre-recorded dance segments was even more explicitly LGBT, as three dancers in gender-ambiguous costumes ran through the streets of Paris and into a building. Their segment ended with the three, two males and one female, nearing each other in dramatic kisses, then entering a room to further their amorous acts. The segment ended with one of the dancers looking back at the camera and slamming a door in the viewers' faces, making it clear that the three were planning on engaging in more intimate contact. This is the gayest opening ceremony ever. Didn't they ban Grindr in the Olympic Village though? pic.twitter.com/d5e7hmc9c. Gem, at Jemay Elk, July 26, 2024. X users were quick to blast Olympic organizers for TH overly sexualized content. Earlier this week, Fox Sports reported that the Olympic flame was carried by drag queens. July 14, the Olympic flame arrived in Paris after being toured throughout France ahead of the Summer Olympics. Three different drag queens carried the flame at different points along the relay route: Nikki Doll, Miss Martini, and Minimajest. pic.twitter.com/3t3zach6fh3. Redux, at Redux Mag, July 24, 2024. This year's Olympics have been racked with controversy both on and off the playing field. Despite many global sports organizations ruling against allowing transgender and non-binary players to participate, two non-binary competitors will compete in this year's games. In contrast, despite the hypersexualized opening dance number, as they did for the 2020 Games, Olympic authorities once again furnished the sleeping quarters of athletes with collapsible cardboard beds to prevent sexual activity in the dorm rooms. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.